Dating is not getting easier with COVID. If anything, it's getting stranger. Jackson told a story in our podcast yesterday about how Tinder now lets you do like a Zoom call. Because that's what we need in our life, more Zoom calls.
It's called face-to-face, and it allows you to FaceTime, essentially, within the Tinder app.
So let's say you do a face-to-face, you go on that first date, and then you're not hearing back from the other person. Well, reach out to us. You could DM us, and we'll try to help you track down that person and find out what went wrong with your date. And that's what we're going to do today for Clarissa. What's up, Clarissa?
Hey, guys.
Tell us, kind of catch us up, what's going on in your dating world?
So we've been on 3 dates. I hope that's still okay for you to help me.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's okay.
Second date-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I met Darren at a law firm. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, girl.
Right? So they were doing flu shots there. So I came in for a flu shot, and he gave me his number.
That's a smooth man. That's a guy who's confident in himself. He's done well in the courtroom, and he has no problem handing out a number at the same time.
They were all great dates. He paid for everything. We've been to a pumpkin patch, out to dinner, and then a night in. I slept over at his place after the second date, the dinner one, and he has a really nice place. It's a loft downtown, and I was a little embarrassed when he came to my place on the third date because, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't have this fancy loft. It's an apartment. That's it. But things were going well, and we were connecting, and he totally disappeared on me, and he's super, you know,
he's super hot. Let me ask you something here, because you brought up the apartment thing. Do you feel like maybe, like financially, you guys are at two different levels, and that's one of the reasons, like, why he's not calling you back? Because you're like, oh, he has a loft, and I have like this little apartment. Like, were you embarrassed, and you thought it was a turnoff?
Well, I wondered that, but he was still fine the whole night and the next day, but now he's just totally disappeared.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe he's dating around. I don't know. Plus, he's a lawyer, so I'm sure there's a lot of other women who want him to.
Yeah.
But I'd like another date.
Like Monroe. I've never seen Monroe doesn't perk up often during the second date update, but all of a sudden you said lawyer, and she was like, all right, I'm into this
one. Yeah, let's get that guy's number.
All right, so you've been reaching out to him, but he's not calling back?
Yeah, he just totally disappeared.
Okay. Maybe he's dating around. Maybe it's the apartment. Who knows what it is, but we will call Darren next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update. We're trying to help out Clarissa, who met Darren. Get this, Clarissa's there at Darren's law firm. Oh, did I mention he's a lawyer?
Yeah, you did. I heard that
part. You guys are making a pretty big deal about it.
And she came in to do flu shots. And while getting a flu shot, he was like, you know, you have a nice work there with nice needlework. Here's my phone number. I don't know.
Nice needlework?
Is that a compliment?
You took out like a champ. You want to go out?
Anywho, Darren has not called Clarissa back after 3 dates. They've been hanging out. They've even had a sleepover or two. Clarissa, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We did track down Darren, so I'm going to pick up with him. Just kind of listen in, though, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, Darren, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. Sorry to wake you up. So my name's John, and Jackson's here in Monroe, and we do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes just to chat with us?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Thanks, man. We do something on our show called the Second Date Update, where we help out people who have gone out on dates and all of a sudden they've been ghosted. And honestly, man, we're calling because you ghosted Clarissa, and we're just trying to figure out why.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just think it's better that I don't see her anymore. Like, I think I'm just going to call it. Yeah, if you could just maybe pass on a message, then tell her that I'm sorry, but like I can't see her anymore.
Hmm. Did you find out that you guys were cousins?
That can happen in Utah.
I know, that's why I'm asking the question.
It gets a little weird. Like, she seemed just really excited, and she kept saying, like, she mentioned that I was a lawyer, like, I don't know, a few times, and he seemed really excited about that.
Yeah,
like
we got that.
Yeah, the problem is, I'm not a lawyer.
Oh,
so like I she assumed it, and like she was told I kind of went with it.
Huh.
But like I worked maintenance in the building, and like how we met was that we were having a flu shot, and I think just because where we met, she kind of just made an assumption. That,
but you didn't stop her and correct her, right?
Well, you know, like
listen,
when you
Gals got to eat. I get it. No, I'm not judging. I just wanted to be clear here.
Wait a minute, man. But like she said, like you took on some pretty cool dates, and you got like a nice like place. You got like a loft downtown.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I took her on one date, and that's fine. I can afford that. But then, like when I took her to the loft, so my buddy owns the loft, and he let me borrow it. So that like the second time we hung out, like I used that. But then. But he doesn't. He can't let me borrow it all the time. So then, the third time, like I have to go to her place because I haven't let go.
And
then, hold on. So you used your buddy's loft?
It's super nice. Yeah, that is, like such a baller.
So you use that to close the deal?
No, yeah, heck yeah.
That is disgusting. You are a terrible person.
Yeah, I'm on this guy's side.
Maybe if. If I close the deal because I had a loft, maybe I'm not the disgusting one in this one. Like maybe
there it is.
So decided to be out with a lawyer. Like I'm a good dude, but she assumed I didn't say, and I just didn't correct her. And if that's why she's going out with me, like I don't know,
Darren. I don't want to lie to you. Clarissa's actually listening in on this conversation. Clarissa,
you're really not a lawyer. You lied to me. I mean, what about that advice you gave me for my friend going through a divorce?
Oh,
wait
my God.
Hold on. That's new information. What bike?
Hold on. You gave advice?
Well, yeah. I gave some advice. Like, I work in the building. I know a little about law. I didn't.
See, is this what you planned on being your whole life,
a lawyer,
janitor?
Or anything? And to clarify, you assumed I was a lawyer.
Let me ask this: now that we have the truth out there, mm-hmm. we're all on the same page. Clarissa, you called us. We were excited that Darren was a lawyer. We found out that might not be the case. Are you still interested in another date?
No, he should have just told me right away. We still could have went out, but he went along with the assumption. I was just he should have just corrected it right away.
Yeah, see, because I'm not a lawyer.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.